broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster. The House votes today on sending articles of impeachment to the Senate. First, Speaker Nancy Pelosi announces which Democrats will act as House managers, prosecutors, essentially, for President Trump's trial. There's seven, led by
Chair Adam Schiff of California, lead manager, Chairman Schiff is, as you know, chair of the Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence.
The others are Congressman Jeffries, Nadler, and Crow, and Congresswomen Demings, Loughran, and Garcia. Georgia Republican Doug Collins, meantime, says about impeachment moving to the Senate.
When they start seeing how weak these articles of impeachment are and how they have been driven by simply a motivation to disenfranchise this president and to take him down, I think they're going to have an interesting perspective and a point of view, and I think that will even affect how they deal their trial.
Congressman Collins on Fox this morning. President Trump's trial is scheduled to start Tuesday. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. For now, it's springtime in January, but we're less than a week away from a big temperature drop. Today, another very warm day. How about a high in the upper 70s? An isolated shower, maybe a thunderstorm, can't be ruled out. And then scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight, low 63. Tomorrow, risk of isolated showers, high around 71. Look for afternoon sunshine. We'll be in the 60s on Friday, then another batch of showers and storms on Saturday, then much cooler on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
So, Bubba, this is the house we're going to hit tonight.
Ooh, it's super dark.
Yeah, it's perfect.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for burglars and vandals. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
Okay, Bubba, you run up to the back door.
Well, I'm not running in the dark. That's dangerous.
Bubba's right. The experts at Crosby Electric can install attractive outdoor lighting that makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Here, Bubba, use this flashlight.
Oh, thanks. Ooh, they got some expensive landscaping. They could really make this pop with some nice accent lighting.
Will you get moving?
Okay, okay.
Oh, no, they got motion sensor lights. Let's get out of here.
Ooh, is that an arborvitae?
Get in the car, Bubba!
All right.
Outdoor lighting from Crosby Electric. It just makes sense for a lot of reasons. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did. The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you'd like to get on the program.
Tonight's the night when I go to all the parties down my street.
Little Joe Jackson. Is she really going out with him?
been listening to some new wave this morning. Mm-hmm. I like to change it up, folks. I mean, some mornings I listen to metal, other mornings I listen to new wave. Occasionally, I've been trying to expand what I listen to, so I've been listening to some country music here or there.
Wow.
I like more of the classic stuff. And then I'll check out, because I'm becoming an old man, I want to know what the kids are hip to these days. So I'll go to the Billboard 100, and actually there's some music I like. I actually really do like, what is her name, Billie Eilish? Yeah. I think her music's really cool.
It's funny, I know I'm old for one because of the number that I carry around, but also I used to work at a record store as in college, and I used to could tell you the top 100. I mean, you know, people would come in, and so we were really into music. Nowadays, I looked at a Rolling Stone magazine a while back to see the Billboard.
Sure.
I was clueless. I didn't know anybody. I suddenly felt like I was 100 years old.
I'm starting to feel that. Now, you got a few years on me. Not too many, though.
I got a couple months on you, Joey.
Yeah, there you go. What, you're 33, 32?
Sure, we'll roll that.
Right. Some local news breaking. It's a development I like, especially because I think the Montgomery Public School Board has, they've awakened to this idea that, okay, maybe we should do some of these charter schools. And some of them are from the ground up, and Lead Academy has had some difficulties with that initial hire of principal.
Yeah.
And that's really an issue because the principal was the one tasked with hiring all the teachers and getting it really running, and given that's where the problem has been and there's ongoing litigation, I don't think it's completely kneecapped Lead.
Yeah.
But it's caused some problems.
I think it has.
But I want to talk to some of the parents. I'd rather talk to the parents directly if they'd be willing to, give their perspective.
That's a really good idea, Joey.
Because, you could take it from, I'm good friends with Charlotte Meadows. Yep. I could take it from the board, from Charlotte, or I could listen to folks who are kind of skeptical of charters and in general, much like my co-host Jack. Or I really think it comes down to, are the parents happy with the situation where the school's going?
Well, I hate that we're in that situation where we need charter schools, but I know a lot of parents who have kids in public schools here in Montgomery, and it's a constant battle. I mean, it was rough when I went to public schools. It's only gotten tougher. And a lot of it is, their kid wants to learn, but you're in a class with 30 other kids, 26 of other kids don't even want to be there. So there's a constant struggle with the teacher, or is she a babysitter, is she a disciplinarian?
Right.
I hate that we're in that spot, but I know at least now we're talking about it, so that makes me feel better that there is some resolution coming. But I just wish it would get here sooner than later.
Well, the breaking news as of yesterday, the Montgomery Public School Board has approved a charter school application. It's a new one for Life Academy. It's a possible new charter here in Montgomery. The school board approved the charter school's application at its Tuesday night school board meeting. Oh, my goodness, I think my heart was just going to leap out of my chest. I'm so excited, said Life Academy board member Grace Ward. And excitement is other board members felt after MPS school board voted 5-2 in favor of the application. We understand that's not something they had to do. That's something they chose to do, said Life Academy board chairman Norma Chisholm. I guess that's what that last name is. This is a first step in a long process. So, I mean, to see the board is sort of playing along, this is a very good thing. What they want to do is purchase the former St. Jude School location on Fairview.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot that has to happen between now and day one, so we have to get over this victory like really quickly because now it's time to start doing all the hard work, said the board's chair. The school board members say the school would start with 90 students in K-1 and 6th grade, then work their way up until they have a kindergarten through 8th grade school. According to the application, Life Academy would need to open by fall of 2021. So we're seeing more and more of these come online in the county and in Montgomery. And given the trouble our traditional schools have had, I'm all for this. I don't think a lot can go wrong. It all comes down to the people actually running that school.
Yeah.
It comes down to also the kids showing up at that school. But with charters, what's happening is parents are enthusiastic. They have to apply. They have to really
put them in the game.
Right. And any extra effort a parent has to show, whether it's a little more income or getting into a lottery, these sorts of things, shows that it's probably a good place they're coming from, the kids are coming from. It can be tough. At times, some of our schools, and I'm not knocking administration or teachers for this, it's just the reality they have to deal with. Schools are a glorified daycare.
Yeah, that's what they've become.
And it's tough to do home training at school.
Yeah, I remember hearing that, you know, in the Capitol Heights where I went to public school here. I remember teachers would tell kids all the time, you ain't got no home training.
Yeah.
And they were right. I mean, you would look over at them and you're like, yeah, if I acted any way like that, my parents would bust me up in public, you know, without thinking it, blinking an eye. And you had kids, you know, cuss the teacher, throw things at the teacher. It was horrible then.
Right.
It's only gotten worse.
And by the way, Alan, who just messaged me about Billie Eilish. Alan, if you're out there listening, I would love your take on what's going on with the Democrats in the presidential campaign. Alan, our favorite Democrat.
Alan.
No, it's not a gotcha thing, man. Call me at 272-9228. I just would like a true Democrat's perspective on what's going on with the Democratic Party right now in the presidential campaign.
Oh, I would love that.
Because I watched that debate last night and said, they're in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I'm biased, obviously. I'm biased in the sense that I disagree with a lot of what they want to do. But I'm just looking at it from a presentation, a charisma. Just is somebody up there a true leader? And I don't think they have it. They should be worried.
I don't think they have it either.
Worried.
And I think because they in the back of their mind, they know that Trump is going to take this one. They're not putting their best candidates forward. They're just putting up their B squad.
Yeah.
It's people that can take some licks, like Biden. Biden's not going to come back. Let's go ahead and let him take the beatings. He'll take all the abuse. He's not going to run again. So whatever damage is done to him this go-round, so be it. It's sacrificial lamb.
Well, and it's just they come across as old. And it's not even an age thing, folks. Let me be clear. It's not an age thing.
Out of touch.
Yeah.
You know, it's out of touch.
Yeah, look, Biden does not come across like he's ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
I just think he'd wither in front of Trump. Elizabeth Warren, she'll have flashes of good moments in speaking, and then she, I find that when she gets hit back, punched back, she doesn't hold up very well. She has a glass jaw.
Big time.
And I think what she did to Bernie Sanders last night. Was despicable.
Right. But again, look at her. Look at the big picture. Remember, this is Pocahontas.
Mm.
So someone like that, to me, I see him as a flawed candidate. And for her to keep running, I'd be so embarrassed over being called out on my BS as much as she has and proven to be...
Oh, on many fronts,
right.
Yeah.
Right. I couldn't run anymore. And again, that's where I go back to these politicians... They have no shame in their game, man. It's you just cannot shame them.
Like I said yesterday, Elizabeth Warren is the fat-free ranch of progressives.
Oh, yeah.
At least Bernie's the original ranch dressing.
Very, very good one, Joey. I missed that yesterday.
Well, what happened is I accidentally bought fat-free ranch, and it's disgusting.
Yes, it is.
And so I'm sitting there very unhappy with my terrible, terrible mistake, and it hit me as I'm munching on a chicken finger or nugget or whatever, going, oh, this is gross. This is you added extra sugar, but that didn't make up for the lack of fat. Going, wait, this odd, terrible, disgusting taste in my mouth reminds me of Liz Warren.
Well, hey, did you see who... Who is backing Andrew Yang now?
Who?
Dave Chappelle.
Dave Chappelle, yes! Now that's a good choice, Dave.
But I honestly like Andrew Yang.
Yeah.
Out of all the candidates we have, they're not putting him in the spotlight, but he seems to me the most down-to-earth.
Yes, and like he's actually built businesses,
right.
And he's not doing these over-the-top sort of statements. He's looking more, here's what I think are the true short-term and long-term problems, here's what I think can fix it. I don't always agree with Andrew Yang, but I would love to talk to Andrew Yang. I think Andrew Yang's the guy you want on the team.
I think so, too. And
yeah.
I think a big reason the Democrats don't put him out front is because he's not over the top. They're
exactly.
wanting those over the top.
They want people that are going to stay in their line and in their narrative
True.
That they've crafted. 272-9228. We'll get to the, I think, despicable moment. CNN as well, where they really hit Bernie on this.
Yeah.
I think a woman could be president.
He said it 30 years ago.
Right. 272-9228. Let's go to the phones. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
This is Jim.
Hey, Jim, how are you?
Oh, I'm like you, Joey. I was doing okay till that crap came on the TV this morning. But after watching the six losers last night and then seeing the seven losers up there, and it was so fun watching Nancy Pelosi walking around behind them like a puppet master. like their little, her little kids there, you know. I mean, it was, and I was wondering there, was Nadler sitting on Schiff's lap, or is he that short?
He's that short, unfortunately.
I mean, he must be like 4 foot nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's got some elf in him.
Yeah, I've seen some pictures of him from about the 90s where he weighed about 400 pounds.
He looks like he ate an elf.
Yeah. But that was, I didn't realize he was that short. I thought he was, you know, I mean, but what a joke. The same, here, well, now we're going to have to listen to Adam again and Nadler again.
I know. It's
going to throw up.
It's not the best face for the Democrats. And do you think Jerry Nadler chose the profession? It's like, I need to find a job where I stand behind podiums or sit behind desks because I got this whole high-waisted belt front butt situation going on.
That belt buckle, man. Whoever's in the front couple of rows, they are very in very much danger. I hope they got safety glasses on.
I think you should have got a job as a painting fire hydrant. But he could, you know, he just look them right in the eye, you know, while he's painting. But the last night was just, I mean, it was just, I looked, I said, this is it. You know, I'd like to ask the Democrats out there, these six people are gonna be where your candidate's coming from.
Right.
None of them have a chance. None of them.
And it's crazy. There's something to what you say and what we're saying when Van Jones, of all people, agrees with us.
Yeah. That's pretty bad.
Yeah.
I mean, and what I don't understand is there's some of these polls that still shows Biden in the lead. I mean, he mumbles and stumbles every time he's asked a question. I mean, it's like there's something going on there with him.
I agree. And it's not just being tired. He really does have a weird tick to him now.
Yeah, I just can't see him. Can you see him debating Trump? I mean, it's going to be like a road runner and the coyote, you know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely.
This is something funny, too. I was, this morning, I'm kind of multitasking, so I was watching, I was listening to all of them, and I was watching Fox, and then I flipped over to watch some Jeopardy.
Mm-hmm.
And on Double Jeopardy today, they showed a picture of Adam Schiff, and they asked who it was. Nobody knew the answer. There were three women there, and no one knew the answer. That's kind of sums up his persona right there.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy's face has been on TV for the last 2 years, and they didn't know who he was.
I'm looking at the cast of managers. It's back on the TV screen here in the studio. The only normal-looking guy up there is Hakeem Jeffries. Like, everybody else is some weird thing to him. Hakeem Jeffries, Democrat from New York, who's kind of making his way up the ranks in the Democratic Party in the House. But, yeah everybody else, well, maybe Mr. Crow over there, Congressman Crow, his teeth are pearly. Anyway, I'm harping on people's appearance a little too much today.
I see that, Joey.
I'm a little frustrated, though, because that's what I tend to do.
Yeah, well, this will be interesting when this thing starts, because I like to predict that nobody, and the thing is, too, as long as this thing drags out, these candidates, these Senate people that are in the Senate, the candidates, they're not going to be able to be going out, so that's going to be kind of weird.
Yeah, and they've got to stay quiet, too. I like it. Yeah.
Right.
I don't know if y'all, did y'all watch much of the debate? I kind of flipped.
I watched all of it except for the last 10 minutes. I couldn't take it anymore. Yeah.
I couldn't take it. I tried.
Did you catch the one statement by Mr. Pete there?
Oh, Buttigieg.
I was gonna say something. Yeah, he called himself a war veteran. Did you see that?
No.
I believe so.
He made him a statement, and he was making a statement about something, criticizing one of the other people there, and he said, and then he described himself as a war veteran. I mean, the man that drove around in a Jeep, he was like a radar, you know, on MASH. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's all he was.
He's a naval intelligence officer, right?
Yeah, but when he was over there, he was only over there for a few months, and he was just, taxiing somebody around in a Jeep. I mean, he wasn't really doing anything. And would you consider him a war veteran?
Technically, I would guess so, but he should be careful to your point about whooping that up a little too much.
Yeah, a real veteran calling him out on it.
Right.
Yeah, that's an insult to the guys that are over there with their life on the line. His life was never on the line. You know, he wasn't running around with a weapon doing stuff. You know,
oh,
I mean,
right.
Anyways, it's going to be an exciting day. Next week is when this thing starts?
Yeah, when the Senate trial, Tuesday, I believe. So it should be entertaining, I hope. I'm ready for the president's team. Apparently, they've been ready since this was voted on in December. So you better believe they've been very quiet. I think they have something ready to go.
Yeah.
Do you think it was a coincidence that our president had a rally going last night during the debate?
No. And I actually flipped over to the rally. Right. Much more entertaining.
I don't believe in coincidences with Trump anymore.
Well, my favorite part that had me laughing like a fool by myself in my apartment was, and he goes, and when I run again in 10 years, and then he points and smirks at the media, look, I'm driving them crazy. They think I'm actually serious.
But you know in his mind, he's going, I'm going to do this.
Just messing with him.
I love it.
Trump 2020.
We all have a good day. Hey, it's not raining. I'm going to enjoy the brief sunshine we're going to get here in a few minutes.
That's right.
Thank you, Jim. All have a good day.
Have a good one.
Hey, we ought to sell some Trump 2030 shirts.
Yeah. You know, that's so funny. 272-9228. Because it's just so over the top. He knows how to troll with the best of them.
He does, man.
And there is something right now when it comes to, like, the meme game.
Oh, he's on top, man. He's on
it's Republicans' game.
Yes.
Because I think there's an aspect of memeing that's a little bit mean.
Yes.
You got to be really at somebody's expense, a little edgy and cutting.
If not self-deprecating, then it has to be on somebody else.
And when it comes to being edgy and these sorts of things, that's definitely Donald Trump. So 272-9228. Let's see who this is on line two. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Hey, it's Big John.
Hey, Big John. How are you?
Man, I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Pretty good. Good.
Well, y'all survived the Democratic debate, I can hear.
Yes.
Right. Well, here's my normal routine, Big John, is I put away all sharp objects, and I've also learned to put away all my ropes, all my rickety stools, as well as all spoons. It's amazing. One year, I put away the rickety stools, the ropes, and the sharp objects, but I left out the spoons.
Joey.
And I almost lost an eye, self-administered. It was, anyway, I survived.
You got to be careful. You know, I'm going to tell you, watching that thing, I really said I was going to watch this with an open mind and really hear what each candidate is standing for.
Yeah.
You know, what is your position? And overwhelmingly, the position is we just have to get rid of Trump.
Yes,
right.
It's not education. It's not VA health care. It's not the economy. Because really, how could you argue with the economy?
You can't.
You know? I don't know how. So I'm looking at it, and I had one of these little epiphany moments.
Mm-hmm.
And the deal is the Democratic Party doesn't want to waste anybody on this presidential campaign.
There you go. That makes sense.
That's what I'm saying. They put out sacrificial lambs.
Anybody that's been in Congress for 35 years, go ahead and run. Sure, yeah. Y'all knock yourself out. Pete Buttigieg, who has no experience, who was not a very good mayor of his town, he ran.
Right.
And I'm just listening to it, and I'm just thinking, I wouldn't want any of these people, man, as my commander-in-chief.
Yeah, I agree with you that if I'm a Democrat and I'm looking at those six on the stage last night, I guess I would have to go with Buttigieg. But that would be like me holding my nose, not wanting to do it. If I had to vote in the Democratic primary, I'd probably go with Andrew Yang.
Honestly, he's the most sane person I've seen on the stage.
Mm-hmm.
And he really is, isn't he?
Yeah, and if I'm a Democrat, I look at these candidates up here and go, what the heck's wrong with my party? This is the best we got.
Right.
This is an obviously not serious attempt to beat Donald Trump.
And it used to be, if you look at older debates, you saw where people debated basically on party principles. You know, Democrats were more about, spending funding on social causes. and expanding the arts, and, you know, I'm just using these examples. Whereas conservatives were more about, let's save the money, let's watch our budget, you know, kind of thing. That's how I remember it growing up. But now it's got nothing to do with that. Matter of fact, it's like I was listening to the plan of that they had brought up about health care. Each one of them, all of them are blowing money that we can't produce fast enough.
Right. Well, and then I looked up to your point that when they got on the whole thing about child care, which I want people to have access to child care, and it is too expensive in this country. But if you look at the reason why, I think it's overregulated. For instance, the Europeans don't have any requirements for ratio of workers to number of children being taken care of. Mm-hmm. And yet their quality is still very high over in Europe for child care. In the United States, we have all these rules, like you have to have so many employees per so many children you're taking care of. And somebody did a study, I think the Mercatus Institute, that if you just bring down that ratio by one employee, it could save the cost of healthcare $2,000 a year, or not healthcare, infant care and child care, $2,000 a year. So if you want to make it more affordable, let's loosen up the regulations. That's mostly done at the state level. But what they're going to do is, just like with healthcare, just like with college, they're going to subsidize it from the federal level, and it's going to drive the price up even more.
Right. And
well, and you know, keep in mind, subsidies equate taxing you more.
Yes.
Yes.
It's not like we have a subsidy barrel of money back there, and okay, you know, we saved this dollar from 1912, and we're going to spend it today to subsidize. No, we're going to tax you, you know?
Right.
And those of us who don't have children and need health care anymore, you know, will be like, why am I paying for it? You know? But I just, when I was watching it, I just thought that's the big deal. And that is, these are all the expendable Democrats. They're all sacrificial lambs. And yeah, go get chewed up by Donald Trump, because he will beat you like a drum.
Yep.
Yeah, go right ahead.
Well said, but John.
Anyway, that was my take on it.
Thank you, sir.
Enjoy the show.
Thanks. Joey, now to your saying a while ago, what you're saying about child care is, if you get the government out of the way, the free market will kind of make things all right. Like,
yeah,
you kind of work that out and over there.
Man, there are a few sensible regulations that should be there.
Oh, definitely.
The reason it costs so much is we largely overregulate it.
Yes.
And we don't trust parents. And often what happens is that parents can't afford it. Well, here, go hang out with your uncle. Go hang out with your grandmother.
That's what happens.
And we trust our family members, but then we get real skeptical. Again, there should be basic standards of decency and quality, mm-hmm. but it should also be up to people to decide what level do they want.
I agree.
These sorts of things. So I think just subsidizing all these different industries more and more, because it's the right thing to do, is, again, just because, we should, for instance, have good care of children from age 0 to 4, I agree with that. That's a crucial part of development.
Sure.
Doesn't mean, we need the government, federal government, to subsidize it.
No, it doesn't.
Doesn't follow.
No,
so
it just makes it more expensive, and you get more red tape in the way. And what good has it done for us so far? We never do case studies, and we look back and, hey, more regulation, has that helped us or hurt us? We know as capitalists, because that's what we are, that generally it will hurt us.
Well, it hurts us, everybody at large, but it also can play into special privilege and cronyism,
exactly,
where big
right.
companies can handle those new regulations and compliance costs. Smaller companies and startups can't.
Right.
So it's often in favor of the big guy to have more regulations.
Because I helped write the bill, so I know what we need, you know.
And I think that's the biggest canard here, is that somehow Bernie Sanders or Liz Warren or some of these folks are going to get in and they'll get rid of all the cronyism. No, you won't.
To make it worse.
There will always be somebody there ready to take advantage of that situation and that power being accumulated in D.C. 272-9228, got to hit a break here. You know, Eddie, right now today, I was telling you about it, my legs are sore. Pardon me. My butt is sore. My traps are sore. I did this just kick butt, literally,
another
workout yesterday.
Workout,
yeah. Deadlifts and the hang cleans, hit it hard, as fast as you could. And then, just did some focus, kind of isolated work with, you know, leg extensions doing the quads, getting those big old thighs, and then the hamstring curls, all the stuff, and then the arc trainer over there at Express Fitness 24/7. Where I go is 3331 Harrison Road. They've combined with the old Hogan's gym.
It's pretty close to your place there. It's convenient for you, isn't it?
It's very convenient. And it's very convenient because it's 24-7.
That's what I'm saying.
Some days I got to stay later at the station, but I can still stop by there whatever hour of the day to Express Fitness 24-7.
Takes away your excuses, isn't it, Joey?
It really does. No, and I love it. I think it's good to be fit. It's good to be healthy. It's not just a vanity project.
Yeah.
It's fun to set goals and to go for it, to really push yourself. You end up feeling better, and you can eat more of what you want, these sorts of things. But I love Express Fitness 24-7, folks, because it's in the name. 24-7 access, low sign-up fee, and then low month-to-month payments. That way you're not locked in for a year-long contract and you don't go half the time. No, try it out and see if you become hooked like I am. I love these workouts. I love kicking my own tail and then telling the tale later. But, you know, maybe you're going for just a little extra cardio. They have great classes for Pilates and yoga.
Did you take a class the other day, Jeremy?
I took a Pilates class.
How'd that work out for you, buddy?
It whooped me, man. It whooped me. It was good stuff. So check them out today. Express Fitness 24-7. Where I'm going is 3331 Harrison Road. Be sure to tell them that Joey from the radio sent you. Or you can find all sorts of Express Fitness locations around the river region. Best way to check that out, whether in Prattville, Wetumpka, Millbrook, Pine Level, Clanton.
Man, they're everywhere.
Yeah, go to Express Fitness 24, the number 24.com. ExpressFitness24.com. And again, be sure to tell them that Joey from the radio sent you. More news and views when we come back after this. 272-9228, 272-9228.
Now we're engaged or something, so I'm told.
Stop playing with it.
Is she really going out with him? Is she really gonna take him home tonight? Is she really going out with him? Cause if my eyes don't deceive me, there's something going wrong.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof? One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. Hi, I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
How would you like to drive a 2020 Infiniti QX50? Well, now you can, because Wind Creek Wetumpka is giving away not one, but two Infiniti QX50s. In our Infiniti and Beyond giveaway, you can earn chances to win now. And be sure to come in for the grand prize drawings on February 1st and February 15th. The QX50 may be the nicest SUV on the road today, and you have two chances to win. So come play at Wind Creek Wetumpka and go to Infiniti and Beyond.
Hi, this is Greg Schaefer with AKD Screen Printing, Embroidery, and Advertising Specialties. First, on behalf of our entire team at AKD, I'd like to wish you all a Happy New Year. We trust you enjoyed your holidays and wish you a blessed and successful 2020. I'd also like to extend a sincere thank you to all of our customers for your patronage and loyalty over the past 33 years. Whether it's printing shirts for our Alabama and Auburn fans or designing that perfect gift for your school or business, delivering custom decorated apparel and promotional products on time at a competitive price is what we do best. And we hope that you continue to give us that opportunity for years to come. You can find us in Montgomery at 277-8433, in Prattville at 361-2133, or online at goakd.com. That's goakd.com. And please remember, AKD is your home for custom screen printing, embroidery, and advertising specialties.
This is James Cole with Cole Plumbing, and I want to thank Blue Water Broadcasting. I have been advertising with them for several years, and they have brought me quality business. I really appreciate them.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's Cleaning Service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Donald, and this is the Fox Business Report. The Dow and S&P are trading in record territory. Apple, Facebook, Microsoft, Alphabet, and Amazon shares are all higher with the U.S. and China signing phase one of their trade agreement. However, Target shares are slumping, down 6% after it reported disappointing sales for the holiday season. Sales increased by a weaker than expected amount, just over 1%. Target is blaming weak sales of toys, home furnishings, and electronics. Macy's, JCPenney, and Kohl's have all reported disappointing holiday sales. Amazon has said it set a record for orders in the season, but it didn't provide sales numbers. Musician Carlos Santana is about to launch a line of cannabis and hemp CBD products. It's a partnership with Left Coast Ventures. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means the prescription medication to treat ED is super affordable at 4hims.com. And now get your first online doctor's visit free at 4hims.com. That's right. Zero copay, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. That's really good news. To start your free online visit, go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's FORHIMS.com/joy.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. For now, it's springtime in January. But we're less than a week away from a big temperature drop. Today, another very warm day. How about a high in the upper 70s? An isolated shower, maybe a thunderstorm, can't be ruled out. And then scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight, low 63. Tomorrow, risk of isolated showers, high around 71. Look for afternoon sunshine. We'll be in the 60s on Friday, then another batch of showers and storms on Saturday, then much cooler on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. I'm Joey Clark, your host. Alongside me this morning, Eddie Bader. Good to be here. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. This part of the program, this part of News and Views, brought to you by Jenkins Tire and Automotive. We're located downtown at 38 East Jefferson Street here in Montgomery, Alabama. I actually called them this morning, set up an appointment for myself this afternoon. Their number, 265-0792, 265-0792. You can also make an appointment and learn more about them at JenkinsTireAndAuto.com. I mean, I'm thinking Jenkins, what I was thinking this morning, I've got a trip, go visit my brother, this weekend.
Oh, coming cool,
up.
Man.
Yeah, it's not too long of a drive, but just want to make sure the car's in working order before I set out for a two-hour, two-and-a-half-hour drive.
Then you need to be thinking Jenkins, brother.
Exactly, and I was thinking Jenkins this morning. Called him up. It was quick and easy to make an appointment. They're actually getting an air filter ordered before I show up for my BMW. So, you know, you don't always have that stock, but they're going to get it in. And this is just some of the convenience and why they ask the extra questions, make sure they can get you in and out quick. They have a courtesy vehicle, too. So if you want to drop off your car while it's being serviced, They can get you to and from work while your car, truck, or SUV is being serviced. And with brand names in the tire world from Toyo, Bridgestone, Firestone, Goodyear, Michelin, Kelly, and Dunlop, Jenkins knows you'll find what you need in the brand you prefer. They do it all over there at Jenkins Tire and Automotive. I'm doing the standard kind of oil change, you know, checking the tires, these sorts of things today. They'll replace air filters for you, but they can also do big repairs like air conditioning repairs or transmission repairs. You know, it's fun to be a amateur mechanic. I ain't touching a transmission. Leave that to the pros.
Check the level and then say, okay.
We leave that to the pros. That's and right, all the man. Technicians, again, over there at Jenkins are ASE certified. But whether it's the big fixes or little things like air filter replacements or windshield wiper blades, they have you covered at Jenkins Tire and Automotive. Again, call them today. Make an appointment, 265-0792, 265-0792. And maybe you want to call them to service that outdoor vehicle. They'll come visit you. That way you don't have to bring that four-wheeler, side-by-side, or tractor into town.
So
come,
convenient, man.
Very convenient. Visit you on location. So call them today, 265-0792. And thank you again to Jenkins Tire and Automotive for being sponsor here of News and Views. Coming up soon, people are gathering in one of the fancy rooms of the White House. Donald Trump is to sign phase one of the China trade deal. This loosens up some of the barriers that have been put up in the midst of the trade war. Some of the tariffs will be coming back down. China will be purchasing more and more goods, especially from farmers here in the country. We'll see how it works out, but that's good news. I'm sure the stock market will really soar on this news.
Yep. So all you just said, I can summarize that in one word. Winning.
We're going to be winning so much, you're going to get tired of winning.
I'm not tired yet, but I'm enjoying it, buddy.
Oh, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. But let's go back to last night. This is where I think Bernie Sanders was done wrong. Listen to this question and answer. It's about Bernie supposedly saying that he didn't think a woman could win in a private meeting with Elizabeth Warren in 2018. I thought Bernie's answer to this was actually pretty darn good. Oh, come on and work. Come on, you devilogue.
Get that squirrel going in the machine there, Joey.
Really? Okay. I guess it's not going to work, folks. This is what live radio brings to you. I'm going to throw this damn computer out the effing window.
If Greg doesn't beat you to it.
Yeah, Greg Budell and I both. You know, I've gotten pretty good at making this thing work, but it's not working for me at all.
I could see you guys reliving that moment in that movie Office Space where they take that... I think they take the computer out in the field and they just beat it with a sledgehammer to death. I can see you guys doing that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's driving me nuts. Can't we get, you know, an audio card that plays multiple channels? That'd be nice. Be real nice. Because I'm trying to bring the people the news from last night. Bernie being done wrong. Here, let's...
It's funny because they're eating their own. They absolutely are eating their own. They can't win against Trump, so, hey, we'll start eating our own.
Yeah, it's absurd. And I think this is just low-handed tactics.
Oh, very much so. Warren.
Yeah, it is. Well, it's not going to work, apparently. So Bernie essentially said, I have a long history of saying women could be president. I support women. And of course, I actually held back in 2015 when there was this whole thing to draft Elizabeth Warren to be president and for her to run, and she didn't run. And so after she didn't run, I decided, I'll get in. And so, no, I didn't say that at all. And so after Bernie answers that question, CNN then says, Senator Warren, how did you feel and what did you think when you heard Bernie Sanders say this to you?
So what you're saying is they are fitting the news to fit their narrative.
Right. Well, and it's also like CNN saying, well, Bernie's full of crap. Of course he said it. Liz Warren, what it say you?
CNN is no friend of Bernie's because if you remember last year, CNN was very, or the last election campaign, CNN was very pro-Hillary.
Right.
And they were very quick to dismiss Bernie.
And also, this is one of those, there's a bear trap on the floor.
Yeah.
And I'm just so curious that I'm going to stick my foot in it. But really, ladies, how much does the girl power really speak to you when you're voting for somebody? Like Elizabeth Warren talking about the only people on this stage who have won all their elections are the women on the stage. Yeah.
Well, I'm certainly...
How much does that actually work for you?
I'm certainly no lady, but I can see that where you would want to get behind the cause.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, knowing your candidate can't win, but I'm going to cast my vote to her just to remind everybody, kind of like the third party deal, I want her to stay in the spotlight. But you're not doing any good. You are promoting her as a female, but you're at the same time, you're not promoting the good of the country.
Right.
You're promoting the good of yourself. And I think all of us, myself included, sometimes need to take a step back and look at the bigger picture. What is better for our country, not what is better for me personally.
So here I found it, finally.
Got it working, Bubba?
A video that's actually going to work. Listen to this.
Warren confirmed in a statement that in 2018, you told her that you did not believe that a woman could win the election.
Well, Bernie's laughing.
Why did you say that?
Well, as a matter of fact, I didn't say it. And I don't want to waste a whole lot of time on this because this is what Donald Trump and maybe some of the media want. Anybody knows me knows that it's incomprehensible that I would think that a woman could not be president of the United States. Go to YouTube today. There's a video of me 30 years ago about how a woman could become president of the United
States. Back in Moscow.
In 2015, I deferred, in fact, to Senator Warren. There was a movement to draft Senator Warren to run for president. And you know what? I said, stayed back. Senator Warren decided not to run, and I did run afterwards. Hillary Clinton won the popular vote by 3 million votes. How could anybody in a million years not believe that a woman could become president of the United States? And let me be very clear. If any of the women on this stage or any of the men on this stage win the nomination, I hope that's not the case. I hope it's me. But if they do, I will do everything in my power to make sure that they are elected in order to defeat the most dangerous president in the history of our country.
So, Senator Sanders.
Hold on now. I thought that was a pretty good answer to a tough question, right, to a really a hit job. Listen to this follow-up here.
Senator Sanders, I do want to be clear here. You're saying that you never told Senator Warren that a woman could not win the election.
That is correct.
Senator Warren, what did you think when Senator Sanders told you a woman could not win the election?
But even the audience reacts.
I disagree. Wow.
Even the audience reacts.
That's so crazy.
Does that say anything to you about the moderator? Perhaps she's a little bit slanted, to say the least?
I don't know if I'd put it right on the moderator. I think it's just, it could have been an editorial decision at a higher level.
Very true. Who knows?
But that just, so just to be clear, you're saying you didn't say that. Now, what did you think when he said that? Let's listen to Liz Warren, too.
Agreed. Bernie is my friend.
I disagree.
And I'm not here to try to fight with Bernie.
Oh, give me a break.
This question about whether or not a woman can be president has been raised, and it's time for us to attack it head on. And I think the best way to talk about who can win is by looking at people's winning record. So, can a woman beat Donald Trump? Look at the men on this stage. Collectively, they have lost 10 elections. The only people on this stage who have won every single election that they've been in are the women, Amy and me.
So true, says Amy Klobuchar in her deep baritone voice. 272-9228. I don't understand. Maybe I'm sticking my foot in a bear trap here. Does the identity politics appeal to women? I guess it does to a certain extent. But I don't see myself going, I'm going for Trump because he's a man. I'm going for Bernie because he's a man. Like, it just seems ridiculous.
It does, but at least you're smart enough, Joey, and there's a lot of people out there that are not, that will make that vote. I'll vote for this person because whatever reason.
There is the nincompoopery is
yes,
strong.
Yes, there is. They are allowed to vote.
Let's go to the phones. Talk to Debbie. Debbie, welcome to the program.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
You've just hit one of my political hot buttons.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, boy.
When Bush was running and some of the other presidential candidates,
hold on, Debbie. You're kind of breaking up there a little bit.
If you can't give one reason you're running for a candidate, you shouldn't be allowed to vote. You shouldn't vote for somebody because of color or gender or hairstyle or whatever. You should know what you're voting for and why. And I just resent that fact that, you know, in a book of No, these people, I don't have substance. They don't have much that I'm interested in. And I would vote for a female if I thought she was the better candidate. But there aren't many women that I think are better than some of the men in this space. Sometimes it is hard to decide who will I vote for. But I only get one vote, and I want to make it count.
Yes, ma'am. And I just think bringing up the identity politics and the gender card is it's a little much. It's a little
No, it's not a little much. It's a lot much.
Here we go.
And it's stupid.
Thank
now, if you're taking a bunch of dead people to the polls and all, then you can spread your votes around.
Yeah. Oh, right.
But I only vote once, and I want it to count.
Well,
I vote for POTUS.
Well, I'm sorry I hit your hot button.
I'm glad you hit your hot button. It got you to call in, and that's what we want.
I try to get other people's hot buttons. I preach politics all the time. I ask questions. I don't have all the answers.
Right.
If I don't know something, I go to talk radio and other people that I know that, you know, maybe know more than I do. But
right. And
I vote for reasons.
It's smart to ask questions, and that's what a lot of people aren't about anyway. They just take it as the truth, as the gospel. CNN put something out, hey, it's the gospel.
Yep.
Well, I also vote against people for the same reason.
You know,
sometimes you have to vote for the lesser of the evils.
That's very true.
I hate voting like that, but I have to do the best I can. It is about, you know, the country.
Well, the most important thing is you do get out there and vote. And I don't see that as our option. I see that as our duty as citizens of the United States. A lot of people just take that for granted. But as soon as somebody were to take it away, you know, then
I campaign.
Excellent.
Yeah, I go to all the forums I can go to. I try to be an educated voter.
That's what we need.
Try to educate other people. That's why I listen to talk radio. That's why I'm so smart.
Exactly.
That's what I like to hear, Joey.
Joey.
So
Jack. Eddie.
Yes.
Seriously,
your flattery shows your brilliance. I appreciate it.
Well, I thank you for that. It's the truth, and the truth will set you free.
Amen.
Thank you, Debbie.
Help you vote the right way, too.
Yes, ma'am.
Thanks, Debbie.
Bye-bye.
272-9228. Got to hit another quick break here, folks. There's Donald Trump now live in the White House, ready to sign phase one of the China deal. It should have happened 25 years ago, by the way, but that's okay. A man who has also become a good friend of mine and somebody who's very talented and very capable, we are delighted to be joined by the Vice Premier Liu He. The ambassador from represented from the People's Republic of China. Yeah, I'm reading the closed captioning on our screen here. This is a big deal.
It is a big deal.
More news and views after this quick break.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
I was looking for a great birthday gift idea for my mom. I heard that Dan Black Studios has gift certificates for preserving video, photos, and slides, and I thought that would be perfect for her boxes of home movies. They can even take the photos and videos from my smartphone and convert them to a DVD, flash drive, or even put them on the cloud. You can order gift certificates online at danblackstudios.net or visit their location on Monticello Drive. Call Dan Black Studios for more details. 334-279-6036.
Well, it's a new year. Did you make a list of things to accomplish for the new year? How about a new look at home or at the office? Inside or out, Riley Manning Painting is the professional you want for the job. So, for a free estimate for your home or office, call Riley at 799-1284. Riley, tell everyone your terms.
It's simple. Free estimate, no money down, and your final approval is when I get paid. Call me today, 799-1284.
Let's face it, credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi. Here's my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances
You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. Lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
President Trump's top ally is Republican Bradley Byrne.
Work hard, right wrongs, fear God. Those were our values growing up here, and I've always fought for them. When Alabama's two-year colleges were full of corrupt politicians, I drained the swamp and helped put politicians of both parties in jail.
Bradley Byrne supports President Trump 97% of the time. He's Alabama's number one pro-Trump fighter.
Whether it's building the wall, banning abortion, or confronting Adam Schiff on the impeachment conspiracy to remove President Trump and undo the 2016 election, I'm a proven fighter for the president, and I will never allow the radical left to remove him from office. I'm running for Senate because I've spent my life righting wrongs, and Washington is next.
A man of God, a pro-Trump Republican, Bradley Byrne for Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, or visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
On FM, on your smartphone and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. Very quick segment here. Let's go to John. John, welcome to the program.
Hey, thank you. Just wanted to point out an observation.
Yeah.
I'm sure you've seen it as well. Mike Bloomberg is a Democrat, but he's not on the debate stage, correct?
Right.
Correct.
I've noticed he spent a ton of money in the NFL championship games here as of late, and the championship game with TV ads running for president. Is he setting up to run as an independent and splitting the vote?
Yeah, I think he's more setting up to be a power broker at the convention. I think he's trying to get enough delegates to where people have to listen to him.
Yep.
Either it's to get his policy guarantees, or it's to get himself a cabinet position.
Cabinet position is my guess.
Because the primaries, or not primaries, yeah, excuse me, the primaries, they begin this month or next month, correct?
Iowa is less than a month away. And then New Hampshire soon after that, and then South Carolina, Nevada, and then Super Tuesday is in March. So, yeah, we're not that far.
So he'd be late to the dance as far as collecting electoral votes.
Yeah, but the way the Democrats work is it's not winner-take-all. So if you get above 15% in any given state, you get that 15% of delegates. So he can start collecting delegates across the map if he gets above 15%. That remains to be seen if he will, but I think that's the strategy.
Yeah, it's what he's spending his money on.
And by the way, we have a great Bloomberg story. I actually have to tip my hat to Bloomberg's team.
Oh, yeah?
They put out a bizarre series of tweets last night.
Uh-oh.
That are hilarious. He wasn't on the debate stage. They started putting out weird, weird tweets. Like, one was, test your political acumen. Can you find Michael Bloomberg's...